Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Cameron Brooks, and we are going to talk about one of the most important equipments that we could install in our homes, but a lot of us, more often than not, forget about it and only remember it once a year. Good day, Cameron.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And how are you going with all these challenges ahead of us?
Well, I think, like all of us, we're all a little bit sick of being at home. The kids are at home, everyone's at home, and it's a bit noisy and a bit chaotic.
As I said before, in one of the previous conversations, going to the supermarket is an adventure, isn't it, these days?
If it gets you out of the house, anyone will go to the supermarket.
And you'll never know if you get that most precious toilet paper.
Well, yeah, no chance around here.
Anyway, once a year, we are all encouraged to check our smoke alarms. And that
well,
is...
at a minimum, most manufacturers of smoke alarms would advise that you press the test button once a month. But once a year is better than nothing. I think the Australian public probably don't even do much of that. Not many of them anyway. So, yeah, it's important to hit the test button. And if you hit the test button and it goes into alarm and makes the sound that nobody likes, then it's working as it should.
Normally, when you go into a home, smoke alarms are situated near the kitchen.
Mm.
But it's also important to have one near your bedrooms.
Well, you've got to think of smoke alarms like this. They're there purely and only to wake you up while you're asleep so that, you know, in the presence of toxic smoke, and if you're asleep and you breathe in that toxic smoke, you go into a deeper sleep and you never come out of it. So it's imperative that you must be woken up. So in or outside the bedrooms of parents in particular, if that's the setup of the home, you've got to be able to hear it. So interconnecting smoke alarms is a good idea. That means that, you know, everyone will get the message, so to speak. And putting them in kitchens is, you know, I understand why people put them in or near kitchens, but all you're going to do is get false alarms. And when you get false alarms, people get annoyed, and that's when they start deactivating the alarms.
I used to live in a unit which was in the kitchen, was near the bedroom, and every time we'd cook stir fry, the alarm would go off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. They're doing what they're meant to do. That's their job. But it depends how big your house is, how much room you've got. There's all kinds of ways to approach it. You don't even have to have a smoke alarm. You can have a heat alarm. Well, you have to have a smoke alarm to be compliant, but you can have a heat alarm.
What's a heat alarm?
Interconnected with that, and they will do is that they will go off in the event of fire, but they won't go off in the event of smoke.
So they will detect heat inside the house
from the
flames.
Ours is set at 58 degrees, so they will make the distinction between smoke and heat, and so therefore you can use them in kitchens, in laundries if you need to, that sort of thing. But they've always got to be interconnected with a smoke alarm. That's the law.
One of the things that I recently discovered was smoke alarms have an expiration date.
Yeah, they do. They're all meant to last 10 years. That's a global standard, and that's the design life of a smoke alarm. Having said that, not all of them last till 10 years because, depending on the environment that they're in, if it's, you know, if there's salt air, that can corrode some of the metallic bits on the printed circuit board in the alarm, dust, insects. Humidity can also cause smoke alarms to act up. So there's a whole bunch of environmental conditions that can make a smoke alarm not last 10 years, not even last 5 in certain circumstances.
And how do we know if it's time to change or replace the smoke alarms?
Well, you'll be able to get information from all the manufacturers on their websites, but there's two types of chirping. One will be a low battery chirping where you need to replace the battery, and there's another sequence of chirps to tell you that the smoke alarm is coming to the end of its life. Now, some brands do that, some brands don't.
And is it all right for us to just replace the smoke alarms by ourselves, or do we need to get a professional to make sure that it's installed properly?
If their mains powered, in other words, if they have a little green LED that you can clearly see while they're up on the ceiling, then you need an electrician to replace it. But if it's a battery-powered alarm, then you should be able to pull it down and put a new one up very easily.
And nowadays, when there are apps everywhere, is there an app that could help us do this more efficiently and easily?
We've got an app called AudioLink, which can help you monitor from your phone exactly what your smoke alarm is up to. But the real estate services industries tend to use these sort of things for tenants and landlords, so that they have records of what's going on inside the property. But if you're looking for information, you go to www.brooks.com.au, you'll find all you could ever need to know on smoke alarms.
And once a year, 32% of Australians test their smoke alarms. Is it a good idea, or should we do it regularly?
You should do it once a month. That's the general guideline. Now, I know people don't do it, but, you know, if they just did it once every few months or once a quarter or even once a year, it's probably better than what we're doing now.
And because I remember everyone would tell you to replace the batteries because it's the end of daylight saving. You should do it more than that.
Well, yeah. If you've got a model with a replaceable battery, there are some types of smoke alarms out there that have a lithium rechargeable battery, and you can't actually physically remove that battery because it's designed to be there for the entire life of the smoke alarm, and it will last as long as the smoke alarm, longer in some cases, if you're talking about some of the environments I was mentioning before. So, and if you are meant to replace the battery on your smoke alarm, then by all means replace it. Once a year will do the job.
And now it's more important than ever because we're all home.
Well, yeah. If my house is any indication, just about every power outlet in the house is being used, then, you know, all you're doing is increasing the risk, only slightly, but it is something to consider as well.
And it's important because we're all inside the house, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, smoke alarms are meant to wake sleeping people. If there's a whole bunch of people in the house and a smoke alarm goes off, you're not going to ignore it. They're too loud and they're too annoying, and that's the point of it. So, yeah, whether you're awake or asleep in these circumstances, it's well worth knowing that your smoke alarm's going to work.
Thanks very much for your time, Cameron Brooks.
No worries, Marital.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundar SBS Filipino sa Facebook.